Now, coming up on Thursday, October 11th, Sonny Kelly, a writer-performer, is going to be staging a performance of his one-man show, The Talk, which we have discussed here on the air in the past. It's a one-man performance about the talk that parents give to their kids, particularly African-American parents give to their kids, about living in the world and all of the challenges that they're going to face when they're growing up. This is going to be at 7 o'clock at Smith Middle School, again, on Thursday, October 11th. And Sonny Kelly joins us here now in the studio. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Aaron?
Doing good. So tell us about The Talk. For people who don't know what it is, what inspired you to write it? What does it entail?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know that I knew The Talk was a thing until it happened to me. Back in 2015, my oldest son, Sterling, was 7 years old, and we were driving to a typical day of first grade. And I turned on the radio and heard about riots and looting and protests in the streets of Baltimore, and I learned that it was the Freddie Gray case. And it all kind of fell on me like a ton of bricks. Like, this whole thing was happening because a black man was injured and his life was taken. And it was partially because he was black. And so I looked back in the back seat and saw my son and was like, wow, you are a black boy. And up to that point, we always just said, you're a boy. You know, that's what I taught him. You're an American boy, proud to be American. And I realized I've got to prepare him to be treated as a black boy in this world. And that was a quick conversation. I didn't even have to think it through or prepare. It was pretty amazing at how much it was already kind of citational, just in my mind, it flowed. But about a week or two later, Aaron, I was walking through the streets of Fayetteville, and I just broke into tears. It just hit me like, wow, I had to kind of racialize my son in a way that I didn't want or didn't intend, but to protect him. I felt desperately the need to do it, and I didn't even have to think twice about it. You know, so I started just writing from there. As an artist, a performer, a writer, I just started writing, and I developed a little short story called Sterling Story that I started sharing at storytelling conventions and such. And then I worked with Joseph Meagle at UNC Chapel Hill, one of my instructors there, and we started developing a full piece. And so now it's an hour and about 20 minutes long, and it's a full kind of exploration of what the talk is. I realize that people are having this talk all over the country in different ways, shapes, and forms. Mm,
that's really fascinating because, isn't it? It's Du Bois, right, who talks about that moment when he's a kid and he realizes that he's being racialized, but he doesn't talk about looking at his family and realizing that they're racialized too. Like, that's that next step that you take.
Yeah, exactly. I think Du Bois really captures it beautifully, and he talks about double consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, in the play, I talk about his quote that says, "One ever feels his two-ness, mm-hmm. an American, a Negro. Two souls, two warring ideals, two unreconciled strivings in one dark body." And it is amazing how it can be so local and personal at one point, but when you have to transfer it to the next generation, and then you look up and realize that literally millions of people are having to transfer this identity to the next generation, not because of identity politics, but because of survival, right? A desire to see this beautiful jewel be treated as such, or at least get through the day and survive the day so that you can treat them as such and remind them of how beautiful they are when they get home, if the world's not going to.
What was it like when you performed this for the first time?
Wow. It blew my mind because it was one of those things where, you know, you're doing your art and it's excellent and you feel good. You're in the zone. You're flowing. And I felt myself overwhelmed with tears and at times with laughter, and the audience was right there with me. It was probably the time, the most in sync I felt with an audience. And I think every time I perform this piece, I feel so in sync with the audience because we all understand what it is to love someone so much that you want the world to see them for the beautiful person that they are. So the first time I did it, it blew my mind. After an hour and about 20 minutes of just throwing my heart and my guts onto the stage, I was jazzed. I was energetic. People were like, "Hey, Sonny, should you get some water or go take a break?" I was like, "No, I want to talk to the audience. I want to talk to the audience." And the audience was so receptive, and they had so much to say. There was this release in the room. Like, it was like the play made it okay to talk about stuff that we don't normally want to talk about. And I didn't know that was going to happen. So I was a bit taken aback, but in a very, very good way.
And I was going to ask, what is the advantage that you get from doing that and like presenting this to an audience in the form of a one-man show as opposed to coming out and presenting it in a different way, just like a straight lecture or some other format?
That's a good point because, you know, as a graduate student, a scholar, we're always thinking about how we can frame things with a theoretical framework, mm-hmm. and, you know, what's my hypothesis and my conclusion and my lines of inquiry, you know. And I've been kind of trained in that way, right? But this way is so much more disarming. I think it opens up pathways to conversation that actually allow me to grow as well. So as a performer, I'm able to actually connect with the audience, and we all become what Augusto Boal calls spectators. You know, that line between performer and audience is blurred, because at the end of the day, we're all humans, right? And so I found that for me, it really is this kind of pathway opening process where we cease to other each other, and we see ourselves in each other.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Sonny Kelly again, this performance of the talk, the next one, and there are several others that are going to be down the road.
Yes, it's a popular
show.
Got
a whole full calendar of events, which you can check out on his website, which is sonnykelly.com. The next one is going to be Thursday, October 11th, 7 p.m., Smith Middle School. Everyone's invited. And this one also happens to be a raising awareness and funds event for a really cool organization based here locally called Boomerang Youth. Boomerangyouth.org is the website for that. And we are also joined here in the studio by Tammy Pfeiffer, who's the executive director for Boomerang Youth. So, Tammy, good to have you here in the studio as well.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And we've talked about Boomerang Youth on the air before as well, but for people who don't know, what is Boomerang Youth, how did it originate, and what do you do?
Boomerang Youth is a positive support organization for young people in Orange County, and we have been in Orange County for quite a while. I've been a nonprofit for almost 3 years, and before that, we were in the YMCA. One of the biggest things we do is provide an alternative to suspension for young people who are short-term suspended in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools and also the Orange County Schools.
And this is such an important issue. I know we've been talking about it on a national level, local level as well, the extent to which you get kids who get in trouble and you end up kicking them out of class for 3 days. Not only does that keep them out of school and prevent them from getting an education for that amount of time, but it also fosters the school-to-prison pipeline that we've been spending so much time talking about and trying to avoid here in Orange County and beyond.
Correct. And this is our way of trying to interrupt that cycle. Mm-hmm. And the schools have supported us in that. And instead of sending their kids home to be disconnected, they have sent their kids to us to be reconnected. And that is what we do best at Boomerang, is try to re-engage and reconnect kids when they act out in school. It's usually a communication of a problem, something that is interrupting their engagement in school. And so we need to address that and support them and hold them and help them move back towards success. And the reason why we are so excited about Sunny joining us in our efforts to tell the community about us is because Sunny is a part of Boomerang. Sunny used to be on our board of directors, and now he is one of our regular guest speakers who comes and talks to kids about self-expression every week. And we are so fortunate to have him there, and we're fortunate to be part of this event.
When he comes and talks to the kids, what is that? What is their reaction?
Oh, Sunny. Sunny is beloved by our young people. Kids need an outlet. They need a way to express what they're feeling, what they're thinking, what they're experiencing. And they need adults sometimes to guide them to get to that place. And Sunny does a wonderful job through his own storytelling and his own modeling to have them find ways that they can express their feelings in their stories.
Sunny, what is it that attracted you to Boomerang?
Oh, wow. I'm very interested in the school-to-prison pipeline. My mm-hmm. dissertation is about changing pipelines to pathways, right? Performatively reframing and reclaiming identity for marginalized youth. So I knew that was already in my wheelhouse and my interest, but I found out about Boomerang from Pat Parker, Dr. Pat Parker over at the communication department. She just sent an email out saying, hey, there's this great program in the community. If you'd like to go in and support as graduate students, check it out. So I just went to visit. I'd never gone to an alternative to suspension program before. I didn't know they existed. And when I walked into the room and I saw Tammy and her energy and her staff and I saw what they did, I was just amazed. I was like, this is the work that needs to be done. Why is it not being done everywhere? And so just seeing their love and seeing what Boomerang does to build kids up, to connect them or reconnect them and to inspire them was really a wonderful opportunity to bring what I bring to the table, which is this performance-centered approach, mm-hmm. To fruition. Like, I realized that, you know, motivational speaking is great, and I've done motivational speaking, but what Boomerang allows me to do in the self-expression workshop is to actually you let the kids become spectators, right? Mm. Become performers. We write poetry. We sit down. And I could do it my way, right? Which is the boomerang way, which is essentially giving them a voice or sharing with them my voice and listening for their voice, giving them a witness, really, to the voice they already have and allowing them to play with alliteration and poetry. And then their eyes light up and they're like, oh, okay. And that's that connection that boomerang can do. So I saw a beautiful synergy between what I brought and them allowing me to have fun. They're like, okay, just go in and do what you do. I was like, sweet. They trust me. So, man, yeah, we go in each day and you've got these kids who are like, okay, I'm in trouble. What do you want? And they're before we're done, their eyes light up because they know I love them. Tammy loves them. The staff right. loves them. And we want to hear what they have to say. And I feel like performance and poetry gives them that avenue.
What it's all about is connection and relationship. And that is something that Sunny brings to us every time he comes to Boomerang. And that's what our staff try to do with the kids that are participating in our program. And I think about my experience watching and witnessing Sunny's talk performance, because I've gone to that. And what it does is it gives you an opportunity to sit in his space and hear his story and from his perspective, and therefore it widens yours. And I think that's what we get to do with our kids all the time. We get to create this wonderful space for them to share their story, their experiences, and feel heard. And that makes them stronger. And coming to Sunny's performance will make our community stronger, because we all need to understand the experience of others who are walking around in this community with us. And if it's not equitable, we need to figure out ways to make it equitable, because this is part of the school-to-prison pipeline, is young people not being seen in the same way in our schools.
BoomerangYouth.org is the website for more information about Boomerang Youth. Tammy, anything else that people need to know about Boomerang, how people can get involved if they want to?
Check out our website. Look for us on Facebook. Give me a call if you want to volunteer. We're happy to have the community engage with us. And please come see the show on October 11th.
And it's going to be on Thursday, October 11th, 7 p.m. at Smith Middle School. It's called The Talk. You can get more information about it online at sunnykelly.com. Sunny, anything else that people need to know about The Talk, about you, upcoming events if people can't make it to the 11th?
Well, I will just tell you, I'm excited to be doing this work for a great organization. That's Sunny Kelly, SonnyKelly.com. And we'll be doing it again in Cary on October 22nd at Cary Little Theater. You can check out my website to find more about that. Working with True Pettigrew and the Bridging the Gap organization there, working with police officers and communities. And that's what this piece is about. If you ever hear about The Talk happening, please check it out, because we're going to have a great conversation afterward about connecting, building, inspiring, and loving our kids and including them in a way that breaks the school-to-prison pipeline.
It's called The Talk. It's on Thursday, October 11th, 7 p.m., Smith Middle School. Everyone's invited. SonnyKelly.com for more information. BoomerangYouth.org for more information on Boomerang Youth. And you can get tickets to the show on the website, right?
Ooh, it's not on the website.
Where can people get tickets to the show? Can people show up at the door?
They can come to the door.
Come to the door and get tickets.
Yes, look on our Facebook. Facebook, you can connect to tickets there.
All right, awesome.
Thank you.
BoomerangYouth.org, SonnyKelly.com. Tammy Pfeiffer, Sunny Kelly, thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you.